Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and it seems an army of guitarists have invaded the studio today. When he was 13 years old, guitarist Kenny Wayne Shepherd got national attention, playing blues, first at a club in New Orleans. He then went on to sell millions of records, win two Grammy nominations, and crossed over to the world of rock along the way. But to rescue his blues roots, Kenny went on a 10-day trip through the American South. About 3 years ago, he visited the homes and kitchens and porches of blues veterans like this guy, B.B. King, whom you're hearing in the background. The result is on the CD and DVD, 10 Days Out, Blues from the Backroads. Kenny Wayne Shepherd joins us today with a cast of top-drawer bluesmen. We'll meet them and hear a live performance in a bit. But Kenny, to begin, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you very much.
Why did you think that you needed to make this kind of trip? I mean, what's the sort of enduring lure of the blues that drew you to the South?
Well, the idea behind this trip for me was to kind of pay tribute to the people who inspired me to pick up the instrument in the first place and the overall genre of the blues. You know, when I got my first guitar and I wanted to play my first notes, they were from a blues song, so... you know, I just wanted to go down and to find some of my heroes and then also seek out some virtually undiscovered blues talent and expose the rest of the world to these amazing people.
Now, at this late date in, well, late 20th, now early 21st century, do people still make much of the fact that you're a white guy playing blues? Does that still happen?
Well, not so much. I mean, there might be some people that might have an opinion about it, but for the most part... you know, with guys like you know, Stevie Ray Vaughan that have come along before me,
and Johnny Winter,
yeah, obviously. I mean, and then you know the many different guys like Bob Margolin, who played guitar in Muddy Waters Band. There's lots of white guys that have come along, Paul Butterfield, and played the blues long before I came along.
So. Right now, you play the electric guitar, so you know if you were going to go out on the road and document blues heroes, people might expect you to go to Chicago, you know, kind of the center of electric blues. You went south.
Yeah.
And you went to a lot of guys and some women who play acoustic.
Yeah.
Why that decision? Why'd you choose that route?
Well, you know, we wanted to go... Well, first of all, our route was kind of determined by who we wanted to include in the project. You know, I made a wish list of all the artists I wanted to have and the songs of theirs that I wanted to do, because we recorded their music so that the audience gets to know them as an artist rather than to have these artists play my songs. It's, you know, we wanted to do their songs. So basically, our route was determined on where these people live. And so we started down in New Orleans, Louisiana, and that was pre-Katrina, and then we met up with Clarence Gatemouth Brown and Brian Lee, who's a blind guitar player and singer who was the first guy to let me get up on stage with him and his band when I was 13 years old down on Bourbon Street in New Orleans.
Now, did he let you do that because he was blind and didn't know that you were A, white, and B, 13 years old?
Well, Brian's white, too. but you know what? Yeah, he admits in the documentary that he thinks that, you know, part of the reason might have been because he wasn't able to see me, and you know, because a lot of people, you know, I think it's a human instinct to just judge things on face value, and
right.
It's taking the easy way rather than looking a little bit deeper, you know, and so, you know, he didn't judge me on my appearance, he just judged me on the sound of my playing, and you know, he makes a comment that he thinks that people should try and make an effort to forget all the visual aspects of the music and just groove on the sound, and I think that's a pretty important message.
Kenny Wayne Shepherd's my guest. The documentary and CD are both called 10 Days Out, Blues from the Backroads. One of the guys that you picked out, that you identified as someone you wanted to get to, is the late Henry Townsend, mm-hmm. who was what, mid-90s?
I think
he
was 93, 94.
Yeah. Let's hear a little bit from the documentary Kenny Wayne Shepherd with Henry Townsend.
My style would be from if they want to name it as such, it'd have to be Delta. Because I started here in St. Louis. But, you know, my first love for these sounds that I do was in the Delta. Now, as they call a Chicago style, don't forget, 99% of the blues player is out of the South.
Tears Come Rolling Down is from the late Henry Townsend, and we heard Henry Townsend from the documentary 10 Days Out, Blues from the Backroads. Kenny Wayne Shepherd is my guest. He's the guitarist and leader of a fine ensemble that's made its way into our studio that we'll be hearing from in a live performance in a bit. But, Kenny, there are 14 musicians who are featured in the documentary. Mm-hmm. Six of them have since passed on,
yeah.
Just in the course of the last few years. Most notably, I guess, Gatemouth Brown, mm-hmm. But Henry Townsend as well. Some lesser-known people like Etta Baker. Mm-hmm. Were you choosing some of these people because they were less well-known and you felt like it was about time that they got some
yeah.
visibility?
Yeah, I mean, every musician that's featured on this project is very talented in their own right. And I believe, for whatever reason, everybody's story is different, but for whatever reason, they just didn't get that big break or bust out onto the mainstream blues scene. And but it's not for the lack of talent. And, the idea for me, we have people like Clarence Gatemouth Brown and B.B. King, and we got somebody else who's in the studio with us mm-hmm. today, the legendary Hubert Sumlin, who played with Howlin' Wolf for half of his life, and then Pine Top Perkins and Muddy Waters Band. People know who they are, but you may never have heard of Etta Baker or Cootie Stark or Neil Patman or some of these other artists. And the idea was to put these really talented people who've been playing this music their entire life on the same project with the likes of B.B. King and Hubert Sumlin, and mm-hmm. and to associate them with legends and hopefully to help elevate these people to legendary status themselves.
Well, for now, a couple of generations of Americans, blues is seen as the root of something else. Mm-hmm. It's Cream, the Rolling Stones, the whole kind of blues rock revival of the late 60s that mm-hmm. spawned the contemporary rock scene. What does it, when you went on this trip, what does it mean to these folks? What did it mean to Etta Baker, to Henry Townsend, to Gatemouth Brown?
What did the music mean, or
yeah,
just the trip itself? Well, the music has been, it's like a family member. It's like your best friend. It's just a part, it's been something that's been a part of their lives, almost their entire lives. Etta Baker was in her 90s when she welcomed us into her house. And in the documentary, she tells a story about how she first started learning how to play guitar. And her dad was a guitar player, and he taught her her very first chords when she was 3 years old. And, she used to sit in his lap, and he'd have his guitar, and, she was a daddy's girl, I guess. So she wanted to be closer to her dad than the guitar was, so she would, work her way in between him and the guitar. And then, so he would start showing her chords. But, from 3 years old, this woman had an instrument in her hands. And, it's just it's a part of life for these people. And, it's something that, it's very important, man. It's a way that people dealt with, good times and bad.
Well, it's interesting you say that because one of the other clips from the documentary that's quite telling is Jerry Boogie McCain mm-hmm. talking about, the kind of the good times and the bad that mm-hmm. sort of spawned the blues to begin with.
It's blues is all connected with slavery, baby. It's all connected with slavery. And the blues is a cultural From wanting and needing and not having. I was poor, and I'm still poor. And this was the cheapest thing that I could get. I just stuck with the harmonica. I played around with people's keyboards, and I found out 88 keys is too many for me. If they had taken eight of them suckers off, they'd have tore it up. people ask me, so how you learn how to play harmonica so good? I said, well, I was God sent. God sent me in here to play harmonica.
That's Jerry Boogie McCain playing the harmonica. Kenny Wayne Shepherd's CD and DVD of his journey through the South is called 10 Days Out, Blues from the Back Roads. And Kenny mentioned Hubert Sumlin, who's sitting right next to you there with another guitar in hand. And Hubert, how did you, I mean, why did you pick up the blues? Was it in the house? Did you start playing when you were real young as well?
Well, I did. I started playing when I was quite young. My brother, his name was A.D. He had a screen, one screen upside our house. And so he used to play this one screen, man, had a bottle down at the bottom and slide with another bottle. And he learned how to play this one string.
Right.
You know? And he put him in one nail, he learned in one string, put him on
the So one string nailed in two places on the side of the wall.
Yes,
that is the string that you play.
Yeah.
And so you learned almost to play slide guitar before to play, you know, finger style.
Yes. It's something that really, he could play that one string, he could slide, man. He could, when he get ready for his tune, his tone and his tune, mm-hmm. You slide that bottle up, down and so forth. And so he started how to play, he learned how to play this. And then I broke his screen, you know, because I wanted to play as bad as he was. You know, I wanted to see what it was.
It's out. Bad enough when you break a string on your guitar, when it's the only string you got.
That's right.
That's
bad. I didn't break the string. What happened? How can you break bailing wire? Just be your Bill Haywood, as thick as your. What happened? It came unwind around this nail, around this big old nail he had grow. But he told me I broke it, so we got in a little fight.
But you went on to become, according to Rolling Stone magazine, one of the 100 great guitarists of all time, and people like Eric Clapton and Keith Richards from the Rolling Stones, Jimi Hendrix, all cited you as an influence. Do you see echoes? Do you hear the echoes of the blues in what those guys were doing?
Sure, I do. You know, and we made this number about. I made a number. We recorded a number with Wolf. I think
with Howlin' Wolf.
Yeah, Howlin' Wolf. St. Louis Jimmy had wrote this number, I think it was Going Down Slow. And we went to do the London session. This is when I met Eric Clapton and the guys. And so they didn't want me to go because they wanted the Rolling Stones and the people on the London session at that time, you know. And so Wolf said, hey, man, don't worry, you going. So whilst he was talking about me going, he calls. Eric Clapton calls Chess. He said, this guy must have felt something, you know, at the beginning. And he said, if I didn't be there, he wouldn't be there. So I got a chance to go.
Hubert Sumlin is one of the other guitarists here with Kenny Wayne Shepherd. We're talking about the documentary and the CD, 10 Days Out, Blues from the Backroads. And Kenny, you really did make an effort not to get these guys out of their home environment and into a studio. What was it like to go to see B.B. King in his hometown there in Mississippi?
Well, that was an amazing experience. What happens is that B.B. once a year for, I don't know, he says something in the documentary, I think 40-something years he's been doing this. It's a tradition that once a year he goes to his hometown and he plays a free outdoor concert in a park there for the whole community to come out and enjoy. And then it's tradition that that same evening, later on, in the early hours of the morning, he goes down to the Ebony Bar, which is one of the last surviving original juke joints from the old Chitlin circuit. And I don't know what the capacity is, maybe like 200 people packed in there, you know, no air conditioning or anything. And I know it's, you know, it's still there.
Chicken wire in front of the stage.
Sort of. and you can go down there anytime, and I think they got live bands there all the time. But to be able to catch B.B. in his hometown in a small, intimate setting like that is a really unique experience. It kind of just almost transport you back, you know, I don't know how many years, 50 or 60-some-odd years back to when he was just a young guy playing, you know, and cutting his teeth on stages like that. And so We got to do that with him, and it's in his hometown and in this place. And you know, that went down at about 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, and it was a great experience. We had a little technical difficulty. We almost didn't get the recording because, you know, we had to run in there and set up and not be intrusive towards, because there was other bands that were playing as well, and we almost didn't get BB King's vocal mic down, and they got it just in the last second, and well, then we were able to keep the recording.
And we were able to hear a little bit of The Thrill Is Gone. Let's hear BB King from the documentary 10 Days Out.
This is my home, man. You know, my roots are here. It means a lot to me because then the kids I see today, they have somebody they can look up to, not necessarily as a fan, but as a person, that if this person can do it, they can too.
B.B. King, the documentary is called 10 Days Out, Blues from the Backroads. Kenny Wayne Shepherd, it's also the name of his CD, which of course comes from those same sessions. Kenny is here with Hubert Sumlin and also with guitarist Buddy Flett, his singer Noah Hunt, and drummer Chris Layton, and all of them are going to play live for us here in our studio in just a moment. This is Soundcheck.
Because I like the happy blues. I like the kind of music, blues music and all, that my dad played, because it's a happy sound. And I noticed a lot of blues are sad, but my dad always said the Piedmont blues had a happy sound. It's a little faster blues than the Delta blues. And it's, I find a lot of cheerfulness in the blues, in the Piedmont.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and that's Etta Baker, 93 years old at the time that she was recorded for the documentary 10 Days Out, Blues from the Backroads. She died last year. We're talking today to the guitarist Kenny Wayne Shepherd about his journey through the South to record the film and the music. And as I mentioned before the break, he is here with a pretty stellar cast of characters, and they're going to play live for us now here in the studio. And they're going to dip into the classic blues catalog for a song attributed to Elmore James, among others. The song is called Dust My Broom, live on Soundcheck.
Thank you. write you a letter, baby. Telephone every town that I know. If you ain't in East Texas, maybe down Louisiana, down in Monroe.
That is Dust My Broom, which is usually attributed to Elmore James. It's played live here in our Soundcheck studio by the following personnel. Kenny Wayne Shepherd playing guitar, Hubert Sumlin also playing guitar, Buddy Flett playing the slide guitar, and he also sang the opening and closing of the song. Noah Hunt, who's Kenny Wayne Shepherd's regular singer, and Kenny in your own band, singing the middle of the song. Chris Layton on not drums, but drum, a single snare drum, and certainly up to the task this afternoon. Kenny, this is not your band. This is like a kind of an all-star touring, mobile and flexible band, according to where you are on the tour, right?
Exactly, yeah.
All right. And tonight, this group, plus one or two others?
Yeah, plus a couple more.
Will be at the Gramercy Theater on East 23rd Street at 8 p.m., We heard a little bit of Etta Baker, who I've always loved the Piedmont style, you know, that it's just not well known enough.
Yeah.
So I'm certainly glad that you were able to, you know, go to her house and see her. But she told some amazing stories, apparently, that didn't make it into the film.
Absolutely.
Tell us the one about Bob Dylan.
Well, she just shared with us, I think she referred to him as Little Bobby Dylan or something like that. And, you know, that he had come and sought her out and ended up spending, was it his 21st birthday? He came down and spent the whole day with her trying.
3 days.
Getting her to show him how she plays her style of finger picking. And I guess it was, it really influenced Bob's, you know, style at that age and in his career.
Now, Buddy, let me ask you a question. I mean, you know, you play the slide guitar, regular guitar, singing the blues as well. Do you find that there's a younger generation, maybe Kenny be an example of that, but is there a broader younger generation that's still interested in the blues and still finding inspiration in this music?
Maybe not as much, but we still got them. What's the guy's name that's playing in all the alternate tunings?
Derek Trucks.
Derek Trucks is a great example of, the guy's just smoking out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, scares every slide player. and it's a great tradition. Actually, Kenny plays slide too. You know, he just doesn't do it very often, but he can play slide too. What's cool about Hubert is he does the slide lick, but without a slide bar.
Yeah.
I guess Wolf told him to do it one night, and he says, "Well, okay, here you go." I don't know what happened on that.
You know, what's interesting is what I found is you can go to one of those internet video websites, you know, where people post up their video clips.
Yeah, YouTube.
Yeah, and I didn't know if I could mention that. But,
yeah.
So I go to YouTube, and then you type in blues or blues player or blues something or other, and you'll be amazed at the number of kids that there are on there posting clips of them in front of their computer with their guitar trying to play the blues and saying, "Hey, give me some feedback on my style." I mean, there's thousands and thousands of them. So in my opinion, from what I've found, there's no shortage of young people who are interested in the blues and wanting to play the blues. It's just a matter of them being exposed to it.
All right. Well, people will get a chance to be exposed to blues from both younger and, shall we say, more veteran players tonight at the Gramercy Theater at 8 p.m. Kenny Wayne Shepherd's documentary and CD are called 10 Days Out, Blues from the Backroads. Kenny, thank you for bringing such a stellar group of players into the studio today.
Thanks. It's our pleasure. That makes me a dual citizen. Texas and Louisiana, they're just a few feet apart.